Wow, Vox Lumina is here, and thank you for being here with us today. We're going to talk about a couple things. The Parade of All Beings, which is September 27th at 1:30 here in the Pittsburgh area. It's at Heartwood Acres, and it's a fun event. Vox Lumina was here with us, I'll bet, about a year ago for this very same event. I want to welcome you back again.
Thanks, Larry.
And our sound check's complete, and we're ready whenever you are.
Great. So you want us to start with a song?
Yeah. Why don't we listen? What would you like to open up with?
Well, I always like to honor the rivers. You know, we're so blessed in this beautiful city of ours in Pittsburgh to have three beautiful rivers, and it really is the defining thing in our landscape. So I sing a lot about the rivers. I love the rivers. I love that they are getting used and people are out there. Just on the way here, we saw lots of boats, people in kayaks. It's just wonderful. So yeah, so we're gonna do a song about the rivers.
Rooted like a river.
Vox Lumina at the Saturday Light Brigade. Eric, did you see me cruising around your webpage and reacquainting myself? Maybe you didn't, but I'd forgotten how much I enjoy hearing you play, and I just had to be reminded for a minute, so I started looking. I said, oh, yeah, this Eric guy. You've been playing around Pittsburgh forever.
Well, no, not forever. I've only been here for a little less than 2 years.
Yeah, but you, I could have sworn. No, I guess it is only a couple years ago.
There's
now.
A lot of Erics in this.
Well, no. Because I was thinking of another, of you were playing with Eric Kloss, I think.
Yes.
But that was not as long ago as I'm thinking it was.
It was sometime last year.
Yeah, I lose track.
Time flies so
easily.
So
I can try to remember better. Where were you before Pittsburgh?
I was in New York.
Okay. And yeah. Are you from there originally?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what brought you here? That one right there?
This one, this beautiful Vox Lumina person.
The voice of light,
yeah.
Vox Lumina.
Yeah.
And that was a really pretty song.
Thank you.
The two of you really fit well together as you play.
Thank you.
That's not the easiest thing to achieve all the time, but it is working well. Now, the Parade of All Beings event is going to be happening. I can't believe it. It's next week already at 1:30.
It is.
And this is where people from all over the community are invited to dress up, right? To come as an animal.
Absolutely. It's what it is, really, it's a celebration, I want to make that clear, of our ecological community. So, we have so many, in addition to our wonderful rivers, we have so many creatures and nature beings that really make this place the wonderful, diverse community that it is. And that's people, that's plants, that's animals, that's seasons, that's elements. There's so much to celebrate. So that's what the Parade of All Beings is. It's really a celebration of that. And we go a little step further and we make costumes and puppets of our nature beings. And so that's what we're actually doing. I was at the Children's Museum last weekend, the whole weekend, making costumes and puppets.
And you're going to be out on the south side today, right, at Schwartz's?
Yeah, we'll be at Schwartz Market, which is a really wonderful historic, it's a building on Carson Street, 1317 East Carson Street. And we're going to be there from 1 to 5 making costumes. These costumes are, they can range from very simple to very elaborate. I bring a whole bunch of materials. It's all recycled, reclaimed materials that we use, and we have a lot of fun. We really make lots of things. And Vox Lumina is playing music. We're going to be with two other people, a bass player and a drummer. And so we'll be playing from 2:30 to 4 today. And it's a free show. The whole event is free. So come on down.
And will you be outside or in the store?
We'll be inside. There's a big back door, like a big garage, and so that will be up, and so the air will be coming in, and we'll be, having some fun.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio. Thank you for doing that, and Vox Lumina is here, and it's a chance. This is whimsical, isn't the right word, but joyful, I think, perhaps, is a better word. This is, I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, this is so esoteric, I can't be a part of it. I mean, it's meant for children, for adults, for everybody in between. And it's really, to honor all things living, right? Big and small. So, and you don't necessarily have to make a costume at one of the you know, official events that have been held, such as the one at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh or the one happening on the south side of Pittsburgh later today. There'll be materials at Heartwood Acres that day. Or I'll bet you might have a way to turn yourself into a kitty cat already, or a dog, or something else.
And you can always just come as yourself.
You're an animal.
Exactly. We are part of this community, and that's a worthwhile thing to celebrate. And I just want to emphasize what you did say. So next Saturday at the event out at Heartwood Acres, this is actually, the parade is part of a larger event.
Right, a bigger event.
And it's called the Allegheny. Well, actually, there's a lot going on at Heartwood. There's this wonderful event called Hay Day, which is, kind of very seasonal, pumpkins and hay bales. And I think there's a petting zoo and lots of jumpy things bouncy things to jump on.
Your classic county fair-like park, except a little bit. But county fair, it's a little smaller than that. Your classic harvest festival,
yes,
at Heartwood Acres in Allegheny County. But then on the same day, there's going to be the Green Innovation Festival. And this is where you just have a whole slew of folks from solar energy to crafters and people doing work with recycled materials.
Absolutely.
Right? Just a whole range of things to observe, maybe buy, maybe, you know, simply learn more about. AlleghenyCounty.us/greenfestival is how you can learn more about that. That's from 11 to 4, and smack dab in the middle at 1 is the Parade of All Beings.
1:30.
Yes. 1:30.
Yes.
Okay.
But we will gather, before that. And I kind of collaborate, PCCR, the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse.
Yes.
They have a wonderful big tent out there. And so that's really where we get the materials for costume making. And so, yes, if you don't have a costume, you don't need one. But if you are inspired to make one out at the Heartwood on Saturday the 27th, there are plenty of materials to choose from. So,
yeah, that's a neat opportunity if you haven't been out to that area. It's a beautiful space to walk around. When you mentioned the Center for Creative Reuse, and I can't remember this person's name now, but I was so tickled. I had met her at a meeting, and she gave me her business card, which was printed on the back of a card catalog card from a library. And there you go. That
creative
says it all.
Reuse.
Creative reuse. And I still have that sitting on my desk because I just got a real kick out of that.
That's great.
We have time for at least three more songs or so, and I want to be sure we get lots of music in. What would you like to play next?
Well, this next one, it's actually a newer song, and it's based off of a Buddhist chant, actually.
Hmm.
And the Buddhist chant is Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, and that translates to "May all beings everywhere be happy," which is such a beautiful sentiment. I love that. And I was like, well, I want to make a song that has that in it and sing it over and over and over again. So, so this is "May All Beings Everywhere Be Happy." And, and you're welcome to sing along. It kind of is catchy, and it's a great phrase to repeat if you ever needed one.
Great. I hope, right now, maybe you're about to go through a toll booth as you're driving. You could turn up the radio and sing this as you're driving.
And, to the toll collector.
Yeah, to the toll collector, and maybe they'll let you go. Who knows? Here again is Vox Lumina.
Take a walk where the redbird lives. See the beauty that she is and gives. Sing a song to the whole sing a song to the bluebird lives, see the beauty that he is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 la. Take a walk where the gray fox lives, see the beauty that he is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 la. Take a walk where the blue whale lives, see the beauty that she is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 loca. Summer Suki no Bavantu Loka Samasta Suki no Bavantu Loka Samasta Suki no Bavantu Loka Samasta Suki no Bavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy. 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 Take a walk where your mother lives, see the beauty that she is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 la. Take a walk where your father lives, see the beauty that he is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 la. Take a walk where your sister lives, see the beauty that she is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 la. Take a walk where your brother lives, see the beauty that he is and gives, sing a song to the whole wide world, singing la, 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 loca. Samasta Suki no Bavantu Loka. Samasta Suki no Bavantu Loka. Samasta Suki no Bavantu Loka. Samasta Suki no Bavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy. 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 be. May all beings everywhere be happy. 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 May all beings everywhere be happy.
Vox Lumina at the Saturday Light Brigade. And they're playing today in part because of the upcoming Parade of All Beings, which is part of the Green Innovation Festival taking place at Heartwood Acres in Allegheny County here in the Pittsburgh area. And that event is the 27th, which is a Saturday in September. And it runs from 11 until 4. And after, or I should say in the middle of that event, there is going to be a Parade of All Beings, which Vox Lumina will lead. And later today, you can stop by the South Side where costume making is going to take place at the Schwartz Market, which is at 1317 East Carson Street. On the South Side, and there's going to be music and fun. It's all free. It's between 1 and 5 o'clock, and you can make yourself a costume to get ready for the Parade of All Beings. I'm trying to decide what I would want to be.
I was just going to ask.
Probably a cat. I think I kind of like cats.
Yeah.
You know, I've probably told – I don't know if I've told you this story before, but I – once there was a little girl here I was talking to who was 5, and she clearly really loved cats. And I said, do you ever pretend to be a cat? And she looked at me and said, of course.
Absolutely.
Yes. Who doesn't?
Right. Absolutely.
What animal would you choose, do you think?
Well,
I know it's hard because you want to honor all beings, but absolutely. Is there one you enjoy being?
Well, yeah, and that's a good point because sometimes I do get that question is, how do I choose? And, you know, that's what's wonderful is this is an annual event. So you can be something this year.
Ah.
And then you can change some, you know, and be something different next year. And so it's kind of, you know, it's a little bit of a contemplation about, well, what animal or plant or, you know, element is really speaking to me this year. And truthfully, I still have to make my costume. But last year, I was a screech owl.
Oh.
And those of you that actually know the screech owl or are fond of owls, as I am, know that the screech owl is a little tiny owl and makes a wonderful sound. And can I make the sound?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
So, because you may have heard this at night, you know, when the owls come out because they're nocturnal, you might have heard the sound and it's really wonderful. It goes like this.
I've heard that sound.
Right. It sounds like, I always think it sounds like little old ladies laughing over the trees.
Ooh,
right? So that. It's in the owl family in terms of that, you know, but it's definitely got this distinct kind of.
Lots of who's.
Yes, lots of who's all together.
Erica, were you an animal last year?
Last year I missed it, but this year I'm still trying to decide.
Yeah, there's a lot. You'd be a jazz cat. jazz cat or.
Well, with this thing, with his beard, I always think he'd make a good goat.
Good goat, yeah.
I'm more fond of sheep, though. So I'm not sure. So, but I like, if I could figure out how to be a blue heron, I think I'd probably try to be.
Oh.
Yeah.
You would need really long, maybe be on stilts.
Mm. Now you're talking.
If there's a way. By the way, I have no liability for anything that might happen.
Just making suggestions.
Yeah, just making suggestions.
Hey, what's a parade without a stilt walker, though?
Yeah.
I do know musicians in New York who play on stilts. I know this woman trombone player, but But I've never tried it, and that would probably be a bad time to start.
That would be hard to play on stilts, my goodness. I think it would be, at least.
And speaking of the Blue Heron, one of the reasons why I think Eric wants to be the Blue Heron is that we live in the East End and near Frick Park. And so we go walking in Frick Park often, which is really such a wonderful thing to be able to do. And we notice, you know, different creatures that have come into that area. And this year we notice several blue heron.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought? I know when I was growing up here, I would never have dreamed of seeing a blue heron around the Pittsburgh area.
Well, the good thing is that the reason why the blue heron come in is because there's obviously life in the water. I mean, they eat from the water. So if there's a healthy water system, then you'll have the blue heron come in. So we figured it was a really good sign and part of the celebration. And that's, you know, one of the things about the Parade of All Beings is, you know, the people that are paying attention, they might, you know, they might show up as blue heron and have this wonderful story to say about, well, why are you blue heron? Well, I'm blue heron because blue heron's back, you know. And last year we had several bald eagles. And, of course, we know that now on each of the rivers in Pittsburgh, we have nesting pairs of bald eagles. So that was something we really celebrated last year. And several of the participants, you know, were going around as bald eagles telling the joyful story of, yay, we have bald eagles in our community now.
So if you come, you might get to meet all the other bald eagles in Pittsburgh, you know. So
it'd be like a meetup of all the people that decided to be lichen or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah, fiddleheads.
You know, we're going to have, and I forgot because your songs are longer, I think we're going to have time for one more.
That's
fine. What I'm going to do in advance is just thank our guests, Patty Mills, earlier this morning in support of his concert tomorrow and Friendship at the Friendship House Concert Series. Dan Brown from Allegheny Regional Branch of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Ellis Paul making his way in the town on Thursday. The City Theater Young Playwrights and Caroline Fader. We thank all of them for being here with us today. And Vox Lumina. You can check out voxlumina.com for more information about them. It's always a treat to have you here. And I always like to watch the negotiation is taking place. Eric's made a proposal. yes, what's it going to be?
we're going to do All Oneness. It says, again, a very celebratory. The refrain at the end is, we are a circle. And we're spinning round, of course, referencing to this beautiful community of earthlings that we are. And so it's a happy song. And
it's also available on the Vox Lumina CD, which you can go to voxlumina.com and get.
Thank you.
Or listen to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's a good. No. I'm glad you did.
That's great.
I would have done it if you hadn't. Here to play us out, Vox Lumina. Thanks for being here today with us on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
I am alone always with the all oneness. I am alone always with the all oneness. But the dream is free, and everybody gets to see just what they wanna see and be what they we a circle land. We're spinning round, and we can't remember, so falling down. With the all oneness, I am alone always with the all oneness. Here's the key.
Spinning round.